weekly. We've been sharing those in the trenches already by five radio series, which talks about early care and education for our young ones, and that is today's topic, early care and education. A pleasure to say hello to you, Therese Smith, Great Start to Quality. Good morning to you, Therese.
Good morning.
Kristen Sobolewski, Campfire West Michigan 4C. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning.
Dr. Nkechi Eze, Learning Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative. Hello, good lady.
Good morning.
You won any awards lately?
What?
You won any awards lately?
I won. Actually, I did. Thank you so much.
Right, if we have time. Well, a pleasure to have you all. Let's talk early care and education. When we talk about early care and education, what are we talking about, Dr. Eze?
Well, early care and education is really vital to our children's lifelong learning and development. It includes preschool, child care centers, child care homes, and structured play groups that provide early learning experience for young children. Scientific research tells us that the earliest years of life are the most important for brain development. So regardless, really, of the type of early learning setting, it is very critical that we ensure that it's high quality.
Yes, thank you for that. Therese, what does quality look like then in early care and education?
Well, things are changing right now. For a long time, we thought of child care as merely babysitting. Now we are really looking at it as your earliest education experiences. So young, safety and health and safety issues are the bare minimum of child care and preschool now. So now we're looking for those rich, nurturing adult interactions where children have the freedom to explore their environments, learn through play, and they need to be in language-rich environments where they're hearing a lot of words and also have that nice conversation, even before they can talk. Mm-hmm. They're conversing with the adult caregiver, and we like to see that everyone is reading and singing along with each other. So,
how do parents then know if a child care setting is high quality? Back to that term.
Yeah, the high quality thing. Mm-hmm. So in our state, we have a system called Great Start to Quality. The website, greatstarttoquality.org, lists quality ratings for everyone who's working with us. At statewide, we're about 50%. In Kent County, we're about 60% of licensed caregivers having a quality rating. So parents are totally encouraged to go visit the programs that they're considering. You can create a list on greatstarttoquality.org. There's lots of tips there for parents. But we like to see, number one, a safe environment. Is the area clean, the yard fenced if it's near a busy road, things put away that children can't get to any chemicals or anything like that. We like to see, again, those adult interactions. Do the caregivers get down on the eye level of the child? Are they helping the children solve their own problems? Are they teaching to what the child needs to learn next? Are they aware of that child's development? We like to look at, can the children reach their own toys and books? So if the books are on a high shelf or the children can't explore, that's not good. We like to see the children access their own play materials. The best quality places use a daily schedule so that children know what the routine is. You know, children love routines. And then one step further than that is using a curriculum. Again, that's knowing where the child is right now in their development, meeting them where they are, and then extending their learning through play and exploration. Then communication with parents is key. Parents want to see a daily little report. What happened today? Where did my child eat? When did the diaper get changed? Yes. They like to see that other communications, a bulletin board or an email newsletter or a newsletter home in the language of the parent is even higher quality because we have a lot of languages out there. But that greatstarttoquality.org is a super parent resource. You can access it 24/7 just like any other thing on the internet. You can see the star ratings. You can click right through to the licensing report, see if there's anything happening there. And it just gives parents a lot of tips, a list that you can actually take on your phone into your visit.
Great Start star rating system. Kristen, child care, I'm thinking, is is pretty expensive. So what are the barriers that keep families from quality care?
Well, like you said, the first one is the affordability. The cost is a big one. Full-time quality child care can cost more than $8,000 a year, more than anything else in a family's budget. Also, the accessibility, where the number of licensed child care providers has continued to decline. Child care providers make little money on average between about $10.32 to $13 an hour and have very little flexibility. So we are seeing a lot of those providers exit their businesses or close their child care businesses. And also we need policies that professionalize the early care and education career field and make quality care more affordable for working families.
Thank you for that. How are we doing with preschool, Dr. Eze?
That's a great question. You know, we are seeing things turn around, but we still have a lot to do yet. This is a mixed bag, really. The state expanded the Great Start Readiness Program, a publicly funded preschool for four-year-olds, several years ago. So in Kent County, about 80% of economically disadvantaged four-year-olds are enrolled in preschool. 80%. Currently there is very little access to publicly funded preschool for three-year-olds. We would like to see the state expand preschool for three-year-olds. In short, over 3 years ago, ELNC started doing some advocacy work at the state level to push for that. We partnered with the state of Michigan and Michigan Department of Education in a public-private partnership kind of deal to look at a three-year-old children who were provided preschool at age three and then funnel them to Great Start Readiness preschool program to see how they do. Because at ELNC, we believe that vulnerable children need minimum 2 years of preschool to be ready for kindergarten. I am very proud to say that we are beginning to see the results. You know, we are in the third year of that. And HiSCOPE, an international organization that was really focusing on early childhood education, have been doing the research for us, and we should be able to release the report next year to show really that children, vulnerable children who get 2 years of preschool does better when they start kindergarten. And to kind of begin to look at it, I believe that providing universal access to preschool for three-year-old children could improve academic results in the longer term and prevent the learning gap that we see in nearly one in every four children that are not ready for kindergarten. So if we know that they are behind, if we know that they are in a vulnerable situation, and if we're saying that, hey, we need to provide a four-year-old preschool for them, then our efforts really need to be on making sure that we start early. We can't wait for when they are 4 years of age and then provide 9 months of preschool. We need to start early. So that's what our community are really pushing for, that every child, every vulnerable child deserve minimum 2 years of preschool.
Yes, that's why Ready by Five so important. Just a couple minutes left. Kristen, final words, families getting more information?
Families can go to the kentisd.org website where they'll find information for Kent County residents looking for free preschool or the STAR rating system. You just click on the early childhood button. Great Start to Quality website also has information for families throughout Michigan, as does the Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative website. SuccessStartsEarly.org has information for parents to nurture their child's early learning at home and in everyday interactions.
Your final word, Tree Smith?
Parents, we're behind you. We're supporting you. We want those little ones to be ready by five.
Take it home, Dr. Eze.
Well, quality preschool really matters, and we want to make sure that our children, all children, especially the vulnerable children, have access to quality preschool education where they can start getting ready, learning the tools that they need to be ready for school and for life.
Thank you, ladies. Good work that you have done, are doing, and are yet to do. That's the bottom line. Our Ready by Five radio series, thanks to you all, Dr. Nkechi Eze, Early Learning Neighborhood Collaborative, Therese Smith, Great Start to Quality, and Kristen Sobolewski, Campfire West Michigan 4C. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.